95.5.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Welcome to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Welcome this fine Sunday morning, and as always, we truly appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen to our program. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And should you have any questions about our Sunday morning program today, or maybe a program from the past, please contact me at SundayMorningDanBrown@yahoo.com. That's SundayMorningDanBrown@yahoo.com. Again, welcome to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Our program today is called Discovering the Divine Design. And one of the scriptures that we'll use in today's program is in Genesis 24:27, when Abraham was traveling, he came across a young woman and felt compelled to bring her home. And this woman, Rebecca, eventually became Isaac's bride. And so the idea of what was happening here in Genesis was that the scripture says, "And as for me, being on my way, the Lord led me." In other words, when we're discovering this divine design that God is leading us, we need to understand that we're not leading ourselves, but God is leading us on a special path. And we should be so one with God, we should be so in tune and in touch with God, that we don't really need to continually ask for guidance. But you know, so often we continue to ask and ask and ask, and we miss when God is directing. We ask so often and so much that we never pay attention to when he begins the leading, and we can get lost in that. And so sanctification for the believer means that we're made the children of God. Now, a child's life is normally obedient until he chooses disobedience. But as soon as he chooses to disobey, an inner conflict is produced. Now, on the spiritual level, you know, an inner conflict is the warning of the Spirit of God. And when he warns us in this way, we really need to stop at once and be renewed in the spirit of our mind so that we can discern God's will. And when you have a moment, open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it'll give you some more clarity to that thought so you can follow through. Now, if we're born again by the Spirit of God, our devotion to him can be hindered or even stopped, again, by continually asking him to guide us here and there. And, you know, in other words, the Lord led me. Think about what Abraham and the servant was saying. The Lord led me. And so, again, what I was making the point of was that if we continue to ask, we're getting answers, but they're not the paths we want to go. We're actually rejecting God's will. So we have to be very careful about that. We have to be very discerning. And again, on looking back, when we're looking back and we see the path that we've led, we can actually see the presence of God, the presence of an amazing design. I think that's so crucial. And so if we're born of God, you and I will see his guiding hand. And what else will we do? We will give him credit for it. It's not about what I've accomplished, what you accomplished. It's what God has accomplished through us, what he's provided for us, and the path that he's led us on to do his will, not our own, his will. Again, us dying in the flesh, us dying, and Christ living in us. And so that's how we want to move forward as believers, right? Now, we can all see God in exceptional things, can't we? But I will tell you, it requires the growth of spiritual discipline to really see God in every detail, right? When we want to see him in everything, and we want to acknowledge him in everything. Again, that what Abraham was saying here, this verse in Genesis is saying the Lord's divine hand led him to that place to meet that particular person to accomplish God's will. And how many children would be born through this marriage and the great things that would happen with the patriarchs in the beginning of the formation of the nation of Israel when we finally get to Jacob, right? Amazing what God does through us when we make ourselves available, when we pay attention to his leading and his guidance and not putting our own will in the way. And so what we need to do as we're doing this, you really need to never believe that the so-called random events of life are anything less than God's appointed order. It's not luck. It's not happenstance. It's not by chance. It is God's design taking place, right? So be ready to discover his divine designs anywhere and everywhere. So, so important. Now, being aware, right, or beware of being obsessed with consistency to your own convictions. We can get lost in our own thoughts and wants and convince ourselves this is what God wants from us. We have that's a cautious walk for all of us who are believers. So beware of being obsessed with the consistency in your own convictions instead of being devoted to God. If you're a saint or a believer or a person of faith and say, I will never do this or I will never do that, I will tell you that in all probability, this will probably be exactly what God will require of you. Think about that. Think about that as you go through your life and the things that we're doing. It is very, very important to understand and be aware and patience in God's leading. And when that guidance comes, don't refuse it. Obey the Lord's will. Accomplish what he set for us to do, and all will be well. Now, again, be ready to discover his divine designs anywhere and everywhere. There'll never be a more inconsistent being on this earth than our Lord. Now you say, well, damn, that sounds like a contradiction. Jesus was consistent. I don't mean consistent. Absolutely, he was consistent with his Father. Always. He was never inconsistent with his Father. He was absolutely consistent with his Father. But his inconsistence was with the ways of the world and what the religious leaders of the time and the people in power at the time believed a person should be and do. Instead of being with the rich, which is what everybody desired, that would be a consistent thing. I want to hang with the rich. I want to get some of their wealth. Jesus chose to surround himself with the poor and impoverished. Instead of being with those that were wealthy again and, you know, well known, the superstars of the day, he was with those that were broken and needy and needed healing. So Jesus' inconsistencies were with the way the world would perceive him to be and how he should be if he was a leader. Because the leaders that they saw at the time were certainly different than the leader that Christ was. And he was truly a king of kings, prince of peace, and lord of lords. Absolutely 100%. The important consistency in a saint is not to a principle, but to the divine life. We're not consistent, right, to some rules and regulations in a certain way where we do and make motions and do things that are just a shadow of the things that were really to come. But what we do and where we are is holding on to the principle of that divine life of Jesus. Jesus is a living, breathing in heaven, seated next to the Father, right? So that's what we want to make sure, because it's that divine life that continually makes more and more discoveries about the divine mind. The divine mind is alive. The divine mind is directing, participating, the Holy Spirit encompassing us and leading us in a path of righteousness and faithfulness, a path of compassion and of understanding, and oh, so much grace, right? And I will tell you, it's easier to be an excessive fanatic than it is to be consistently faithful. But why is that? And that's because God causes an amazing humbling of our religious conceit when we are faithful to Him. Amen, Lord. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. We'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You have
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Thank you all for tuning in this morning and listening to our program. We really do appreciate your questions and your comments, and absolutely thank you for your encouragements. I would like to mention that one of the things that is needed, many of you know I'm the CEO of the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. This has been a challenging year for operating funding for the rescue mission. And although many years we have data that shows that when there are elections, especially in presidential election times, that many charities like ourselves see our funding and our donations take a dive. This year in particular, I'm sad to say, although I understand what takes place, because of our two wars and the horrible conflict between Israel and what is happening with Hamas, and the Ukraine war and the people that are suffering and the atrocities that have taken place, I understand why our brothers and sisters are putting and sending funds to those things. It is a difficult time for all of us. But I do want to remind everyone that we do need to take care of our home. We need to take care of the place and those individuals who reside around us that have fallen on hardened times. We want to make sure that we never forget our veterans. And for those that have experienced these tumultuous times, those who have experienced mental illness and job insecurities and food insecurities, and you just name it, the abuse that goes on around us in our very own country, which we are trying so hard to secure and tell the world around us that this democracy that we have is the best. And this is the model. So if this is the best, brothers and sisters, if this is the model, let us not forget to take care of our brothers and sisters in any condition that we find them in. And it, again, with the elections we see and understand, I do understand fully that people are sending funds to their parties and to their candidates. I get that. But don't leave those behind who are suffering in our country. Let's really make our country great. Take care of those. Take care of your neighbor. We're directed. We're compelled. We are commanded to take care of our neighbors. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so I want to encourage you, please go to acrescuemission.org and find our Donate Now page and button. And please, please, please click on the Donate Now button and give generously whatever you can give. Every dollar is one more dollar than we had yesterday. And every dollar tomorrow will be one more dollar that we have today. There is such a great need within our communities. We have invisible neighbors that are suffering. We have people all around us that we step over and we turn away from. And you have no concept or idea of how that person became into that condition. And so that is the premise for the Good Samaritan story in the scriptures about what that man did for someone he came across. He didn't abandon. He made sure he was taken in and taken care of. So let's make our country truly great. And the way that we show our greatness, honestly, is by being a servant to others, giving to others, sharing grace and compassion with others. So please go to acrescuemission.org and donate today and help the Atlantic City Rescue Mission continue the work that it's been doing in southern New Jersey for over 60 years. An amazing work. Very proud to work alongside those that work every day on the front lines of the mission, because the stories they hear and the brokenness that they see, we have no clue. Are there people who have created their own homelessness? Of course. Bad decisions. Who doesn't make one? We're all guilty of that at some point. But there are also others who are pressed in to bondage and slavery and sex trafficking, who had no hand or decision in that. And we see all these individuals every day. And we make no judgment when they come through the doors and cross over the threshold into the rescue mission. We offer hope. We offer light, we offer grace, we offer compassion, and we offer the living, breathing bread of life, Jesus Christ. As we continue on with our program today, discovering the divine design. And I hope that short message that I just shared today will be God leading you in his divine design to make a wonderful charitable donation to help your neighbor. Please do so. Please, please, please. Continuing on our program today, discovering the divine design, I will tell you that the true test of a believer's life is not the successfulness, but faithfulness on the human level of life. How much of us in this country base someone's value or worth on their successfulness, their accumulation of material wealth? Jesus made it very clear to the rich young man who came to him and said, the young man said, I have done everything. I've done this and this and this and this. I've done all these things, Lord. What do I need to do to follow you into the kingdom? And Jesus said, you haven't done everything. You have an appearance that you have. Here's the one last easy thing to do. Sell all your possessions and give it all to the poor. And so we see that the faithfulness in that young man, who had some level he believed he was on in his faith, was completely dropped. His jaw dropped, his head dropped. Boom! Jesus dropped that bombshell. You are not as pious as you think you are, as righteous as you think you are, because you've done these outward things, but from the heart, you have not given everything away to take on the life of Christ, because the material things mean nothing in the life eternal. You always hear that adage about how many U-Hauls do you see following the funeral car, the hearse, to the graveyard. I'm sure there's some people that do it as a joke, but it's not a, it's not something that, that we see. And so when we do come to the end of our life, there is nothing that leaves this earth, this physicalness of us, but our souls, which the Bible said, return unto the Lord who gave it. Amazing, incredible. You are God. You are so, so, so incredible. Again, remember the true test of a person of faith, life is not successfulness, but faithfulness. And back in that story, in the first segment of the program today, when we started this, we were talking about that servant, Abraham, who was faithful. Oh my gosh, how faithful was Abraham that when the Lord asked him to sacrifice a son he had at 100 years old, he did not hold back his hand. But the Lord showed him something in himself, the level of his faith, and at the same time, a picture of what God would do for us with his own son in that near future. It is incredible when you put these things together and see what God has done. What happens to us, really, you know, when we think about it, we tend to set up success in our Christian work as our purpose. We get lost in Christian work, and that becomes our purpose. But our purpose should be to display the glory of God in human life, to live a life hidden with Christ in God. And this is in our everyday human condition. We need to do this. Don't revel in the works that you do on a human level that way. We make the work as the purpose instead of the faithfulness is the purpose. And really, if you want to read a little closer about that, look up Colossians in the New Testament, chapter 3, verse 3. That'll help you get a little more clarity of that as well. And so our relationships are the very condition in which the ideal life of God should be exhibited at every moment of every day, seen or unseen, awake or sleeping, alone or in a group. Let us show our faithfulness to Jesus Christ. You're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. We'll be right back after these few messages. Please stay tuned.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Fergus, the shooter at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, is dead, along with two other rally attendees.
So it was like that series of pops. And then something also important to point out was that smoke. So in terms of what kind of, possible weapon or explosive was used, we're still trying to figure it out. The former president did either, you know, probably fall to the ground, was pushed to the ground pretty quickly when they all popped up there, the Secret Service, and tried to jump in and protect him.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the former president, was rushed off the stage by Secret Service, but he was pumping his fist, and he has released a statement saying that he is fine and being checked out at a medical center. Once again, the shooter at the rally is reported to be dead and two other attendees. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise partly sunny with a thunderstorm in the area late this afternoon with a high of 94. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies and humid, low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny and very hot with a high of 100. Tomorrow night, a thunderstorm at spots in the evening, otherwise partly cloudy and humid with a low of 74. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and the WPG Talk Radio app.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. If you have any questions about today's program or maybe a program from the past or maybe even something you'd like to hear talked about in the future, please contact me by email at sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com. That's sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com. And should you like a free Bible, we have some new modern hardback versions of the Bible. I believe they're ESVs. Please also send me your name and address, and I promise I'll only use that information to send you a free Bible. Contact me again if you like a free Bible. It's sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com. That's sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com. And we're going to continue on today's program, Discovering the Divine Design. Thank you for joining us on our third segment of this fine Sunday morning. And I will tell you, as we've been talking about God's divine design from our first segment of God leading Abraham to come across Rebekah, who would become Isaac's wife. It's amazing. It's incredible, right? Of what God was planning and doing in forming the nation of Israel, the beginning, the patriarchs, as God led him through these desolate places to meet people who would form families, who would become the patriarchs for all humanity. It is incredible. And so I will tell you that one of the hardest lessons to learn really comes from our stubborn refusal to refrain from interfering in other people's lives. God has a plan for everyone, but we sometimes are going to become Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It. Oh yeah, how hard is that? And it happens. And we have a tough time from refraining and interfering in other people's lives. It can be really tough. It absolutely can. And it takes a long time sometimes to realize the danger of being an amateur in this kind of thing where we're interfering with God's plans for others. Why is that? Because all of a sudden we have this thought, we know better and we know what they believe, or believe what they need, I should say. You know, what they should believe. And so we step in sometimes too quickly as God is doing something in somebody's life and trying to do these incredible accomplishments for them. And, you know, there are trials, there are tribulations. There is no question about that. That happens to us. But I just think that we need to be very, very cautious and careful when we're dealing in other people's lives and interfering. It is a very, very cautious walk. And so, again, it takes a long time for us sometimes to realize that. Because what happens, I mean, it can stem from a genuine compassion or caring for others, but we have to be careful. We got to make sure that we're leading them to God and helping them understand His will and not our own. It is a cautious, cautious walk, as I say. We see someone suffering and we say, oh, he's not going to suffer and I'll make sure that he doesn't. And so you put your hand right in front of God's permissive will to stop it. Remember, not all suffering is, I don't want to say a bad thing, but when the Bible talks about suffering, there's things that it produces and things that it creates and educates in individuals. It's difficult sometimes for us to see that. He'll not suffer. I won't let them suffer and I'll make sure that he doesn't. And so we end up putting our hand right in front of God's will and, to stop it. And then God says, what is that to you? Right? And so I wonder, is there a stagnation in your spiritual life that you need to interfere in that way for someone else? But don't allow it to continue. But get into and seek God's presence to find out the reason for it. Right? Through prayer, through prayer, keep offering up prayer on their behalf to find why, right? And God will do the rest, no question. You'll probably find it's because you've been interfering in another life, in somebody else's, and proposing things that you had no right to propose, or advising when we shouldn't be advising, because where are we? We are broken and we are sinners. And I'm not talking about sharing the gospel. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Directing people to make individual decisions of this or that as though you have some deeper insight into them. I'm not talking about parental guidance for children. And you know that I'm not talking about that as well. But again, don't allow it to continue, but get into God's presence and find out the reason that that's happening. Okay? When you do have to give advice to another person, God will advise you, right? He'll advise through us with a direct understanding of His Holy Spirit. That's what will take place. A direct understanding of the Holy Spirit. Your part and my part is to maintain the right relationship with God so that His discernment can come through you continually for the purpose of the blessing of someone else. That's not us making a decision and directing them and giving advice from our personal experience, because everybody has a different one. Give them the gospel, no question. Seek Christ and His will, and God will guide you. Absolutely. Seeking and seeing the divine design. His discernment, again, can come through you continually for the purpose of blessing someone else. Now, most of us live only within a level of consciousness, consciously serving and consciously devoted to God. And this shows immaturity sometimes in the fact that we're not yet living the real believing life, because maturity is produced in the life of a child of God on an unconscious level. The same way that we breathe, if we were conscious and needed to remain conscious of taking every breath, we'd pass out as soon as we watched a television program and our attention was diverted. Think about it that way. Think about it that way, right? And we want to live the real life of faith. Maturity is produced in the life of a child of God on an unconscious level until we become totally so surrendered to God that we're not even being aware of being used by Him. Because when we try to seek to be aware of being used by Him, we have this tendency to count. Oh, well, I gave the gospel to 32 people this week. I helped lead 882 people to the Lord. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But God is not asking you to count what He has led you to do. He just wants you to keep focusing on the doing, not the amount of it. Very important. You know, we had a few leaders in the Bible that got themselves in trouble when they were doing counting, right? You know what I'm talking about. And so that's a cautious walk when we come to those kinds of things. When we're consciously aware of being used as broken bread and poured out wine, we still have another level to reach, right? Because we're not supposed to be consciously aware of that. We're supposed to continually be sharing the gospel, lifting and praying for those around us. We're working. We're at it. We're doing God's will. Christ is living in me that I can become and produce these refreshing waters. It's amazing what God says we can become and what we do. Again, when we're consciously aware and trying to be consciously aware, of being used as broken bread and poured out wine, we still have a ways to go. A level where all awareness of ourselves and of what God is doing through us is completely eliminated. We are one. The way Jesus prayed to his Father, Father, talking about you and me, the disciples, and all the people of faith from then into the future who have lived and died and are not even born yet. Jesus said to his Father, Father, let them become one as we are one. So that all awareness of ourselves and what God is doing in us is completely eliminated. We're not aware we're being used. And I will tell you that a saint is never consciously a saint. A true saint is consciously dependent on God. You're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. We'll be right back after these few short messages. Please stay tuned.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should settle for that. Save 50% over T-Mobile and Verizon 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 300 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and unlimited data included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile and Verizon 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect More Internet versus T-Mobile or Verizon 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $80.
There he is. It's Agent 00 Chicken. Every move he makes, every chance he takes is to get to Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. And nothing will stop him from getting there. Because he knows that right now, he can get a three-piece world-famous chicken box, white or dark meat, or chicken tenders for just $8, with a portion of each chicken box sale donated to a local charity. Plus, he can register to win world-famous chicken for a year. That's three pieces of hot, juicy, moist and tender Royal Farms world famous chicken for just $8. Come to Royal Farms Chicken Palooza. It's a real thriller, but it's only for a limited time. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms. No purchase necessary to enter or win. And September 2nd, 2024, chicken for a year prize to be awarded as eight $100 Royal Farms gift cards. For details and official rules, visit royalfarms.com/chicken-palooza. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Royal Farms.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and the WPG Talk Radio app.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Thank you for tuning in and joining us this morning. This is our fourth and final segment of this fine Sunday morning. Thank you. Apologize for any technical difficulties we had here and there through the program. Stubborn microphones. But again, thank you for tuning in and listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Again, this is our fourth and final segment of this fine Sunday morning. And the title of the program, Discovering the Divine Design. We talked about a lot of things this morning through our first three segments and talked about interfering in other people's lives, and also understanding when God's divine hand and plan is in action. I'll give you a hint. It's always in action. You just need to be able to give yourself and poise yourself in a way to allow the Holy Spirit to let you be able to see what is happening and how God is leading and using. So I hope that you, and we also talked about becoming so, not counting what we do, not focusing on principles, but on the divine life. And I think that's really, really, so important. And so this final segment of today, we're going to use the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10:31. I paraphrase at the end of it a bit. And it says, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So in everything that we do, in every path that we're led, in every word that we speak, in every thought that we have, it should all be for what? Whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. And I pray that we all do that. And today we think about that prayerfully and consider these things that I've talked about today. In the scriptures, the great miracle of the incarnation slips in the ordinary life of a child. The great miracle of transfiguration, it fades into a demon-possessed valley below. The glory of the resurrection descends into a breakfast on the seashore. This isn't an anti-climax. It's absolutely a great revelation of God. While the world and those in charge thought, boy, we stopped that mess. We stopped that group. We stopped that guy. How dare he go around and dine with the poor, heal the sick, make the blind see and the deaf hear. How dare he raise a child from the dead and then raise Lazarus from the dead. How dare he do that? We have a tendency to feel sometimes like they did back then, that looked around at what took place at the end. This is over, right? It was over till the tomb was empty. And then they did everything. They thought of every lie they could to make it, as somebody stole the body, what he predicted wasn't going to happen. But yet, it did. And how many people saw Jesus resurrected, one after another? And I thank you, Lord, that you showed yourself to those women of the day, to those women who sacrificed, who gave, who were so humble to use their hair to anoint oil to your body. Thank you, Lord, for lifting them up and showing yourself to them first. Thank you, God, because that speaks volumes to us today as we try to put women to the side and all of these things that we do. And as much as we say the society's woke, it ain't woke. As much as we say we get to a certain pinnacle and then we take just such a sharp detour and we end up majoring in the minor, right? We lift up the minutia as having value. Remember, it's not an anticlimax, but a great revelation of God. We have a tendency to look for wonder in our experience, don't we? And we make mistakes. We absolutely look at individuals, sports heroes, all kinds of people, movie stars, and we mistake heroic actions for real heroes. It's one thing to go through a crisis grandly, yet another to go through every day glorifying God when there is no witness, no limelight, no one praying even the remotest attention, no one paying attention to us all at all. And if we're not looking for halos, we at least want something that will make people say, what a wonderful man of prayer he is. Or what a great woman of devotion she is. The only thing that we want them to say, the only thing that we want them to see is Christ. That is the greatness. That is the life that we let shine through. If you are properly devoted to the Lord Jesus, you'll have reached a lofty height where no one would even notice you personally. Right? If you're properly devoted to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will have reached the lofty height where no one would even notice you personally. All that is noticed is the power of God coming through you at all times. Because all glory and honor, right? What did it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31? Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So that when it's seen, the human is not lifted up and elevated. God is. God is honored. How wonderful is that? We want to be able to say, oh, I have a wonderful call from God. But to do even the most humbling task to the glory of God. But even doing the most humbling task to the glory of God takes the Almighty God incarnate working in us. To be utterly unnoticeable requires God's Spirit in making us absolutely humanly His. The true test of a saint's life is not the successfulness, but faithfulness. Again, this is a common theme. The true test of a saint's life is the faithfulness on the human level of life. We tend to set up success in our Christian work as our purpose. But our purpose should be on to display the glory of God in human life. To live a life, okay? What does it say here? Listen carefully. Hidden with Christ in God. Hidden. Our life is hidden with Christ, so God receives all glory in our everyday human condition. Read Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. And so our human relationships are at the very condition in which the ideal life of God should be exhibited in every way, in every day. I'm still human after all. I'm broken. But when Christ lives with me, within me, I can do all things, right? I can do all things through Christ. I want to thank you for listening to Saturday Morning with Dan Brown. Excuse me, there I go again. Every week I get to the end and I revert back to Saturday. It's a, whoa, what a hard thing to break. It's Sunday Morning with Dan Brown. One of these days, though, I'll get it all the way through the program without saying Saturday. But again, I want to encourage you, please take the time to support our neighbors and those in need around us in our country. There's brokenness and heartache and need everywhere we look. And those of us that have, God holds us to a high level of responsibility to care for those that have not. If we're going to truly be the example that Jesus shared, we're going to give to the poor. We're going to have mercy and compassion on those in need that are broken. And the Atlantic City Rescue Mission for 60 years has shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are bound by the bruised and addicted lifestyles. And those lifestyles can be all kinds of things. Homelessness is an addictive lifestyle. It is a cycle that is so hard to break sometimes. Very easy and quickly to spiral into, but very difficult to break out of. So I pray you won't judge anybody. You don't know where they've been or what they've been through. But please, give generously. Go on acrescuemission.org and hit on the Donate Now button and show how much God has moved your heart to help the Atlantic City Rescue Mission continue into the future. Thank you, and you've been listening to, I get it right this time, Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. God bless.